Good morning, everyone. It's a great honor and privilege to speak to you. For me, as Latvian, it's not easy. You must understand that, as English language is not my mother tongue, and it's exciting, of course. At the beginning, I want to tell you a little bit about Smilton Baptist Church. The church is established in last century, 1907. It's a rather old congregation. It's more than 100 years old. And I was invited as a pastor in 1991. Soon it will be 20 years, and it was typical Baptist congregation at that time, but about 15 years ago, the first thing which was which we noticed as not according to scriptures was Christmas. And we as a family first decided not to keep Christmas anymore. And then also I told and taught the same to church. And also as a church we agreed not to have any more Christmas services. That happened about more than 15 years from now ago. That was, let's say, first difference from traditional Christianity, what we started to practice. Then in this part of the world very famous celebration is Midsummer, and Christianity here also participates in that very much, in different forms, in different activities, but still celebrates that. That we stopped to celebrate about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago or more than 10 years ago as well. But how we get to know the truth? As in many stories I have heard, by accident. That was 2006, during a time of Israel-Lebanon war. A friend of mine from Riga sent me email. And she is very pro-Israel, and she sent email asking that Israel need our prayers in this hard time, war time with Lebanon. In that email was also banners on which you can click, and they will bring you to another internet site. And I recent this email also to my wife Elita. She clicked on those banners. One of those banners was named something like that, something like said Middle East and Israel in Bible prophecies. She clicked on that, and she get on gnmagazine.org site. And for her surprise at that time, that site offered Christian magazine free of charge. For you, it's nothing special because you are used to that. But in traditional Christianity, you pay if some leader says he have received a prophecy from God. That's new prophecy. It's not from Bible. It's new prophecy. Then it's almost so that you have to pay if you want to hear that prophecy. For you it's funny, but in traditional Christianity it's quite often that you pay for, if you want to get literature, then you pay for that. But in this case it was so different, so unusual, you will get free of charge. And she ordered, of course, and after several months, when she forgot that already, Good News magazine arrived. She was not interested in that very much, but I was. I took it. I read one article or some part of it, then another, and it was so capturing that I read the first issue from one cover to another. I took it all, and it was exciting. Then after a few months, another issue arrived, and also that I read thoroughly. Maybe third, I don't remember, but then I was much more interested, and I went on site. We read many older issues together with my wife, with Elita, and one of most exciting parts in the magazine was for us at that time readers' letters and questions and answers. It was so exciting to see people elsewhere also coming to know truth, finding it out, asking questions, also the level of openness with what was all answered questions which readers asked, editors answered questions, the level of how they openly said when they made mistake. In some article, if they made some overstatement misrepresentation of some part of truth, then if some of readers noticed that and mentioned to editors, then editors openly admitted that they made mistake, and that for me was very important. But Good News magazines was not enough for me, so I started. Find out that there are booklets. I wanted to read them. I ordered them, but they didn't arrive for a long time. It took about 3 months, maybe, or 4 months. So I started to read them on internet. I read one after another. I chose booklets which subjects seemed important to me at that moment. My usual practice is, if I learn new things, then I teach the same things to church. When we as family decided not to keep Christmas, because they are pagan in their roots, then the same thing I taught to church, and we all decided we stop Christmas. When I learned about Sabbath, that was probably the first thing we as a family decided to do. I found out that it's Roman Catholic Church who changed from Sabbath to Sunday, and why they changed. When I told same things to my family, we discussed them, we decided as a family we start to keep Sabbath. I went on and also start to tell the same things to church about Sabbath. That was shock, of course. Andra, you know her. She's here. She stood up at first church meeting when I mentioned Sabbath. She stood up. We don't need Sabbath. Something like that. Well, I don't need Sabbath. Something like that, she said. So we decided as a church also, we want to learn more. And the first booklet what we use for our Bible studies, which is translated into Latin for Bible studies for our needs, was God's Sabbath Day, God's rest day, Sabbath. And it took a long and quite fights and argues in the church and long time for us to accept the Sabbath as a congregation. And we agreed that we will start to keep Sabbath when everyone, individual, single one in the congregation will agree to keep Sabbath. That was done openly and by all everyone's free will. So we arrived to that point when we all agreed and we started to keep Sabbath. And unfortunately, since that time, about half still have left after that, have left the church, the congregation. But we didn't stop on Sabbath, so if I remember right, the next issue what we studied was clean and unclean, or it was what happens after death. Probably it was the next thing what we studied was booklet, what happens after death. That issue was important for Elita. She did translation of that booklet for our needs, Bible study needs, because our youngest son at age of 4 and a half, and he was 4 and a half, he got a cancer and in very heavy form, but he was healed and he's healthy and well now. And because of that, the issue of what happens after death, because when he got sick, we were in hospital, all three of us, he and us parents, and we told him, if you die, you will go to heaven, and after that we will join you. And that issue was, it was 2001, when Reuben Paul got cancer. So we told him the only thing which we knew about what happens after death from traditional Christianity. But therefore the next booklet what we studied in the church was what happens after death, and again it was not easy for everyone to accept because it's so contrary to what is taught in traditional Christianity. But also that was with time more and more people was studying, they studied and realized also that truth. The next was clean and unclean, which we studied and adopted, and not adopted, but also accepted in our lives and practiced. And so on. There are other ones like there are Smilton Baptist Church, I want to return a little bit back, is a part of Latin Baptist Church Union. And I am a pastor of Smilton Baptist Church, which is a part of Union. When I found out about Sabbath, and when we wanted to keep as a church Sabbath, I went to Latvian Baptist Church Union bishop. A young man, younger than me. I asked him straight question. We are new, I started, we are New Testament believers, Christians, right? Yes. Do we have to keep 10 commandments as a New Testament Christians? Of course. Then why don't we keep the fourth commandment? What? Which one? What is the fourth commandment about? He asked me. Sabbath. Oh, Sabbath! It didn't seem important to him. I continued telling him, you know that Baptists originally came out from Lutheran Church because of basically two things. Baptism by immersion and keeping seventh day, Sabbath. We could go back now, and we are Baptists. We could go back now and start to keep Sabbath again. Then we would lose too many people. His answer was to me. very open, open answer, clear. But I told, but we will keep. It was, I don't know, is that was okay with him, or it wasn't important for him. It didn't seem important for him that we will do that. So, we do. That's all what I want to tell you about in introduction about Smilton Baptist Church. But my today's message is how people will be taught in the kingdom of God. Trumpets and atonement usher world in a new future. But what will be the world conditions when we start to reign with Christ? In Isaiah 31:4, God will come and save mankind. Isaiah 31:4. For thus the Lord has spoken to me, as a lion roars, and a young lion over his prey. So the Lord of hosts will come down to fight for Mount Zion and for its hill. How will we begin to bind up the wounds and bring mankind into the knowledge of God? It will be done by Christ-centered servant teachers. Mankind must be taught about God for the first time. First of all, we will be priests. During these days, one of Latvians told me, I feel like a king here in this beautiful hotel, in this environment, with the pools, with the food, with the good food, with all these possibilities, and with all this environment. And it is right. We will be as priests and kings to Christ. One duty of priest is to teach people the law. In order to be able to teach, have to understand it first. Real understanding involves also doing. As Smilton Baptist Church believers there have been taught, learned, and practiced those things, like weekly Sabbath observance, clean and unclean. What happens after death? Willing to change their preconceived ideas to what really Bible says about what is life, death, and what happens after death. About holidays, keeping them. Interested and willing to learn what is gospel of the kingdom. Interested to hear and learn about tithing, and not only hear, but also doing. Similarly, like Smilton Baptist Church have learned and practiced these things, similarly, we will teach those things to the entire world. Not possible presently. That is not possible presently. World mostly is ignorant about God's way of life. Some are satisfied with some kind of religious form invented by humans. Therefore, today mankind is not ready to pay attention to God's truth. Since we as a family observe Sabbath and clean and unclean, I have experienced from my relatives, from my oldest sister, from my oldest brother, who both are religious committed and keep certain form of religious. I have experienced from them very opposition to the truth. As I told, we have translated many of the booklets into Latvian, but translation we did was for our own needs, for our own Bible study needs. We want to edit, make those booklets also usable for printing and publication for larger public. The translation should be edited. My older sister is professional editor in Latvian language. I met her, I told, I have a great offer to you, would you be interested to edit? Yes, send me. I sent her. 1 week passed it, 2nd week passed it, 3rd week passed it, nothing, no answer from her. I ring her. You know, I looked at first page. I don't want to participate in spreading heresy. Sad, but she is doing that. Because she don't know the truth. She keeps, as I told you, she keeps a religious practice. Certain. Also my brother, we had a family reunion 2 years ago. We have every year, but it happened 2 years ago. I guess it was Friday evening. And the talks went about Sabbath keeping. And just mentioned that. It was such offense to him. He, without saying any word, turned around and left the house. He went on walking for hours. I tried to find him on a car driving in a town. Finally I found him. I asked him forgiveness. If I have offended you, please forgive me and come back. Of course he came. From that time I have not tried to speak to them about truth. Other relatives, for example, my wife's in-laws, they do not practice any religious. They do not follow after us in God's way of life. But at least they do not say they believe in Jesus Christ, like my relatives say. My wife's in-laws do not say they believe in Jesus Christ. My relatives do say. But at the same time, my relatives deny what he taught and demanded. However, both these representatives, both represent my relatives and my wife's relatives, are representatives of larger society. Clearly show that real status of mankind, blindness to the truth, in one or in another way. Mankind just doesn't want to know the truth of Bible yet. And the reason of that blindness is devil, the Satan, who leads astray whole world. At Christ's return, Satan will be bound, as it said in Revelation chapter 20 in verse 1-3. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. And then God will call all mankind. No one comes to me unless Father who sent me draws him, Jesus states in John 6:44. At last day, all and ever human who ever lived and died will be raised up, returned to physical life, so the Father can draw him to Christ. Also then, we will have opportunity to teach them God's truth, as there has been opportunity in Smiltene. But what will be our approach? How people will be taught? How we will teach? Answer to this question is, only the greatest will teach. But who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Matthew 18:1 tells who is the greatest there. At that time the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as a little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Obviously, greatest in the kingdom of heaven is one who humbles himself. So the teaching in kingdom of God will be done in humility. And Matthew 23:8-12 tells us more about this attitude and teaching. Let's read from verse 8-12, Matthew 23. "But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." In the context of this passage, Christ contrasts Pharisees' attitude with attitude what the greatest in the kingdom will be. Pharisees wanted to be greatest on the earth. They pretended themselves, they seen themselves as greatest, because they had a chance to teach people the law. And they thought they are greatest. They liked to be looked from peoples as the greatest. They had not the right attitude for teaching law. Christ said about them that we should listen what they teach, but we should not follow their ways, what they do. Christ warned about Pharisees' approach of teaching law to people and praised servant-teacher approach. Servant teacher is one who not just teaches but also does the same and encourages others to do that. I will repeat that one more time. Teacher servant is the one who does what he teaches, does himself, and encourages others to do the same. What will be result from right teaching of law? Magnification of knowledge of God. as Isaiah 11:9 states, "They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord." Magnification of God's law. In Matthew 5:17, Jesus said, "I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill the law." And Isaiah 42:21 explains in what way the law will be fulfilled. "The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will exalt the law and make it honorable." This will not happen without servant teachers. This knowledge no longer will be hidden from mankind. In conclusion, I want to show you just two things what Bible asserts, that all men will do when they will be taught God's way of life by servant leaders. First thing, all men will keep the feast days. Zechariah 14:16. "And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which come against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." And second thing, all men will keep the weekly Sabbath. Isaiah 66:23. "And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord." This will happen because we will teach as Christ-centered servant leaders.